session number 18480, reel 3.
Hawkins, reel 3.
Yes, these parachutes all come down with these food crates of food parcels on. And there wasn't a murmur. 1 minute, we'd all been shouting, calling these planes, which naturally enough they couldn't hear us up there, but we were going mad, you know, on this parade ground, and thinking that these planes hadn't seen us. And I tell you, the next minute, when the doors of these, or the floors of these aircraft opened, minute silence. Nobody, absolutely quiet. Everybody crying. And the Japs come in and they said, the Jap guards come in, well, and the civilians come into the camp, and they said, well, we'll take two men. We'll take two men and show you where these food parcels had landed, see, in the trees, in this ravine, see, in the... And I know we went out there, and this little chap with me, he'd still got his bayonet, he hadn't got his rifle, he'd still got his bayonet, and this crate we come to, you know, with this wooden crate, and he says, open it up, and he opened it up. And there was chocolate in there which he'd never ever seen before. And there was chocolates, there was cigarettes, there was tins of this, tins of that. And the Japs hadn't seen that kind of food. And then we struggled, each sort of individual man or two men. We got our stuff back into camp and went out and got some more. And then we stacked it and put the cigarettes on one side and the chocolates on one side and the tins of Spam and luncheon meat on one side. And then that was divided among us. But,
did you give any to the Japanese?
Well, I don't really... I know that the Jap who was with us had some. But whether the officers had given it, I believe, I've got a strong feeling that our officers did give some to the Japs, guards and people what were with us.
Did anybody take any revenge against the Japanese?
No. But in the operative war camp, no. We were, what should I say, we were all fortunate to be free.
Had any of the POWs died in the camp?
Oh yeah. They died right, left and centre around me. I think there was only... My prison number was 192. 193. I think there was only about two of us come back out the 190s. 193, a friend of mine lived up at Hingham in Norfolk, near Wharton, and myself. I was 192, he's 193. But I think we were the only two left out of the 190s.
190 in Iomi?
In Iomi, yeah.
But all the other POWs died in Iomi?
Oh no, I wouldn't say that. I'm saying that we were the only two left out of the 190 figures. You see, there could well have been all the 200 ones left, or 157s. And
did you get any Red Cross parcels?
Yeah, we got Red Cross parcels. I've got paperwork of all those, which I've got, where we had to split them up, 12-ounce tin of corned beef, but split up between 10 men.
How often did you get Red Cross parcels?
Well, we used to get them possibly somewhere around about the Christmas time, but I haven't got the recording. I've got it all down in my paperwork, hid up, and when you said you didn't really want to see much of the paperwork, I didn't get it out.
How do you feel today about the Japanese?
Well, like, as I said, and I must say this again, I was on Radio All, Radio Suffolk, not long ago, of the fall of Singapore, and Ivan Howlett, that was a question that he asked me. How did I feel about the Japanese? And I said, well, can you blame me for what my father done? How can you blame the Japs now for what their troops done? I mean, at the time, when we were in the prisoner of war camp, and you asked me that question, I just said, well, slaughter every one of them. But you see, that's a very, very difficult question, you know, you asked me that one. There were some good ones, but there was a lot of naughty ones. As I say, I didn't possibly suffer the same as a lot of them suffered. My brother, he got torpedoed on a Japanese ship by the Americans. See, he got lost at sea. So you can't blame the Japs for his death.
Did you have any long-term after effects of being a POW?
The only effect that I had was that when I came home out the army from Japan and I started courting, and we went up to, there wasn't the motor cars about there in the series now, and we went up, if we went up to Ipswich, I'd never walk past a queue of people waiting for the bus. I'd always go the other side of the road, come back.
Why was that?
Don't know.
Because of having to queue when you're a POW?
I don't know why it was. I don't know just why. That was just something that I wouldn't do. I'd walk the other side of the road rather than...
Did you ever have any nightmares about...
Oh, yeah, plenty of nightmares, oh dear. Yeah.
What did you have nightmares about?
Well, that's all about the life and, you see, the, you know, given the troops the what we call a great water torture, you know, 2 or 3 buckets of cold water, and make them drink it, drink, in the hot sun, cold water, you know as I do. You drink a lot of cold water here now, and our days are not hot. You blow it. Then they used to make them drink this cold water, then jump on the stomach. Ears, nose, mouth, this water used to pump out of them.
Where did they do that?
Well, something if they'd done something wrong.
Did they do that in Japan or Singapore?
No, Singapore. And then the bamboo treatment. Pegging them down over bamboo shoots. Watering the bamboo shoots so that the shoots grew up through the stomach.
But did you see these tortures yourself?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The little boys, the Chinese boys, what used to bring us fritters, banana fritters. And the Japs used to get them. Stick a hand, the bayonet in the ground with the point of the stomach, and get the boy to go down on his hands and his toes, not his knees, and put a bit of concrete across his back. And then eventually he's bayonet up through him.
How many times did you see that?
Oh, we see it several times. The Japanese, the Chinese girls, they used to bring the fritters up, they used to strip them off, make them lay down on the ground and put barbed wire, strip them off, put the barbed wire in here, make them lay there.
Why were the POWs given the water torture and the bamboo torture?
Well, it all depends what they'd done. Perhaps they'd been stealing something off the docks or something, you know. Perhaps they'd be answering one of the Japs back.
So were these Chinese who brought the fritters killed by the Japanese in that way?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We used to go out on the work parties, and when we were walking along the road, there used to be a table, and we used to laugh when we used to go by, because we used to say, that one wasn't there yesterday. And they were heads, either the Chinese or the Tamils. The heads were on this table, like coconuts. And as we walked by, we used to say, that one wasn't there yesterday, he's a fresh one. Where they...
These were civilians killed by the Japanese?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Why had they been killed?
There again, possibly, there must have been something that they'd done wrong, or...
But were the prisoners of war tortured in Japan, in Iomi?
No, we wasn't tortured up in Japan, not where I was.
So why should there have been a difference?
Well, we were working with civilians. But down in Singapore, they were the hill troops down there. The fighting men, the little tiny dodge.
Little tiny what?
The little hill troops, the little tiny Japs. The real Japs. Not the half-breed Russians, half-breed Germans like there was up in Japan.